neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Her fourth child name. What was his name? No. Leah. Daimenu, Reuben, Shimon, Levi.
Yehuda.
So she named him Yehuda. Why? Beautiful, very nice. That Hazal Baruch. So he was named Yehuda more than the portion that she expected, because four wives. So they all know that they're going to have 12 children. So 12 divided by four?
Three apiece.
So now, when she had the fourth one, so obviously she had more than her share. Hapa'am odet Hashem. So now, here he says, Ta'amot miledet. What does Ta'amot miledet mean? Ta'amot miledet. What does it mean? Ta'amot miledet. Stop
from
having more children. So Yehuda is a good name or is not a good name? Very good name. So how come it has a side effect? It says that Ta'amot miledet, no?
So
when you say thank you, you should receive more or less?
More.
So how come it was stopped?
Because she accepted Shabbat over what she expected.
She said, thank you.
So
what do you want? I'm sorry?
You
shouldn't say thank you?
Yeah, of course you should say thank you.
If she said thank you, then she was punished?
So it's like Ta'amot miledet. What then? So Laimenu thanked her poor child, Yehuda. Why? She thanked for double, more, that portion that she received. And then he says,
"The
Ta'amot miledet."
Doesn't know what her portion is. It could have been 7, 8. And she put
no, a stop. No, they knew. They knew. As I explained, they knew that Echo of Shalom is going to have 12 children.
No, but she didn't know her share. She could have had more than four. When she said thank you, that means it's enough for me. Die.
When she said thank you, that's enough. Why? Thank you means enough.
Thank you.
She didn't want to take any
no, share. Whenever you say thank you, that means give me more.
No, but she didn't want to take any share of her sister because she knew that they have also the limitation of 12, so they have to have something.
No, actually, it's the other way around because it was a very big competition there. They're trying to have more children of the holy tribes. So now, there's a very beautiful point here, and that is, we learn from here that actually, in our tefillah, the pasuk also in the Tehillim, it says, "Hodu LaHashem ki tov, ki la'olam hastov." You familiar with this pasuk? "Hodu LaHashem ki tov, ki la'olam hastov." What does it mean? "Hodu LaHashem ki tov." What's it? "Hodu LaHashem ki tov." Then we say, "Ki la'olam hastov." When we say, "Hodu LaHashem ki tov," is enough. Nahon, is enough. How do you say, "Ki la'olam hastov"?
It will be the same forever.
So now here, Yehudi should understand, first, you have obligation to thank for whatever has taken place in the past. Hashem did you good. He helped you. He saved you. He gave you blessing. And also you have obligation to thank Him for future. Only thanking for past is not enough. So now you say, Hodul Hashem ki tov, for the past, ki lo'olam hasto, for
future.
For later, for another hour, for another day, for another year.
Yeah, didn't thank for the future.
So now here, when she named Yehuda, her problem, her mistake was that she didn't thank for later. So that's what Ta'amot miledet stuff. And you see here, actually, this name that is given to us, Yehudi, does have a side effect. Because we forget to thank Hashem for later. Yeah. And that's a very, very powerful point. That we should not forget that the same way that Hashem deserved to be given the lehodot, we are thankful for what all the good things that He has done in the past for us, He's going to do for later also, very, very soon. Is that Hashem? Amen. 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 Yom Tov Molach. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.